This is my first time to share the word of God in English. So now I know how hard it was for Hatle to preach in Japanese.
Nu är det ganska tufft för dig för Hatle att lära mig att snacka engelska. Japanska. You can use this.
This morning I would like to share a little bit about the book of Nehemiah.
Morgon vill låta centrum om Nehemias.
I don't know if you know how you know about the book.
Vad ska jag veta om Hasabajna?
But this is the book about the story. This is about rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem.
Det är en bok om att the end of the muren i Jerusalem.
And restoring the faith of people of Israel.
Och man säger om att trickfin till Israel.
After being, you know, exported to the other country for over 70 years.
And
this is a huge scale of a story.
This is a
huge, very big scale of a story.
Story hunting.
And Nehemiah plays a very great role.
Og Nehemias tekur ein stóran lut í sí hendin.
Nehemiah traveled all the way from Persia to Jerusalem.
Og Nehemias han ferðast alla vegin frá Persia region til Jerusalem.
It's over 1200 kilometers.
Yvir 1200 kilometer.
And he was riding probably a camel or a horse.
Ganska sett en kamel eller en häste.
So it is said that the journey took probably over 40 days.
Man ser att det kanske kan 40 dagar att komma fram.
So you can imagine like now at this time if you go to travel to New Zealand for example.
Jag kunde också säga att nu är det färd till New Zealand.
I think that is one of the very farthest country from this place.
Det kanske är längst som vi släpper från höjden.
It takes like I checked it takes 19.5 hours by direct flight.
Det täcker Nujan. Kan ni
Nu
jag har hållit mig med att komma fram.
But stopping over all together probably takes over one day or half.
Men vi har släckat några finnar så tog det ganska en och halvan dag att komma fram.
And when we come back from Japan, it took about whole day.
När vi kom åter från Japan så tog det en hel dag.
And during the travel, it was very tiring.
Och vi har färdats över öliga mål.
But when we arrived this airport at Fair Island, in Fair Island, I forgot all the tiredness. I was so happy to be here.
So Shelton were glad to be here.
So you can imagine how Nehemiah felt when he came finally to arrive to Jerusalem. I'm sure he was very exhausted, I guess.
Han säkert var utlägbar.
But he must be very excited. Finally, I'm here.
Men jag är väldigt spänd. Äntligen är jag kommit här till.
But to our surprise, he kept his mouth shut for a while.
Men sån man klarar av att höra att han tackade i how many days? 40 days?
A few days.
Ah, okay. Han tackade i några dagar.
Can if you have a Bible, I would like you to open the Nehemiah chapter 2. 11 and 12.
Så Bibeln kom till att läsa i Nehemias 3.
11, 12.
11 och 12.
It said I read. So if you have very.
I left my Bible at the chair.
Oh. It's okay in English.
Yeah.
But you can read it.
Okay. 11 and 12. Då jag ska vara kommen till Jerusalem och hej veri här i trutja dagar. Fari upp om nattena vid nøkra favon mannen, men hei ongu menneska sagt hva Gudmund hei lagt mara hjarta at gjera fyrir Jerusalem og kreaturer og i rei og hver einasta kreaturer og jeg hei vimmer. 11, 12?
Ja. So he stood up and then in the night he searched the Jerusalem. Is it correct?
I think so. Again, what you say?
He went to search the Jerusalem city.
Han leitade i Jerusalem, boy.
And in verse 16 said again, you can read.
Vers 16 sier han videre.
Can you read?
Og yfirmennene visste ikke hver jeg hei vere og hver jeg atla jeg gjere. Du hei ikke nevnt om te enn fyrir jøten om presten, størmannen, yfirmannen eller hinnom i kona er få vi arbeidet gjere.
So Nehemiah didn't even speak to the officials or other leaders. He had not shared his vision yet. Even he came finally.
Nehemiah said, "Anche sagt vi nækra om kvartan atla gjera om hans vision."
But then verse 13 said.
Men vers 13 stendur.
Shall I read it in English?
Ég fór um nóttina út um dalsportur yfirmótur drekakjeld og kom at mykje postre. Ég hugdi at múrin Jerusalem, hvussu þær varu rivnir niður og hvussu postrene varu brennt upp.
So after closely looking at the situation in Jerusalem,
at hann hei hugdi at standnum og Jerusalem,
with his own eyes,
með sin egni eigum,
finally Nehemiah broke his silence.
So breið hann tøgnina.
He raised his voice and called people to work together.
Og han kallar folk saman at arbeida saman.
And Nehemiah knows when to be silent and when to speak.
Nehemiah han visste när att han skulle tia och när han skulle säga något.
So he knew the both, the right time of both being quiet and speaking up.
Och det rätta tidpunkten är att vara stiller och kvirr och säga något.
To share his heart.
Och att det låter så hjärt.
This just reminded me of a person of Christ, Jesus Christ.
Hetta minnti meg um Jesus.
He also knew when to speak and when to be quiet.
Jesus, han visste eisen når han skulle tia og når han skulle tosa.
Mark 1:14-15 said, I can read, now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
Vi läser här i Markus 1:14-15 att Jesus han står fram och så sen nu ut tygen kommer att blåa ner.
Ja, it's okay. So.
Men efter Johannes var satt fast kom Jesus till Galilea och predikade evangelium Guds och säger tygen är fullkommen. Och rådje Guds är kommit ner. Omvänd till tecken och tryckve av evangeliet.
So the, when the right time has come, finally arrived, Jesus opened his mouth.
Ta det rätta tidspunktet var kommit, ta öppna Jesus.
And he had no hesitance to start sharing the gospel.
Ta här han, ta sån, hesitate, sån. Ja, ta drallan inte vid att prata evangeliet.
He had waited for the right moment to come and then he knew it was that time. But we also know that Jesus who kept silent.
And Jesus
was brought in front of the Herod before he was crucified.
So Jesus was teaching from the Herodus, the crossfester.
He was silenced, even he was asked so many questions. So Jesus made it very clear when to speak and when to be silent.
So Jesus visste eisen när han skulle tia och när han skulle se också.
So Nehemiah was the same, and how could he know when it was time to speak or time to be quiet?
Och samma vid Nehemias, men hur kunde han veta när han skulle tia och när han skulle se också?
And the answer is not made clear from this book. But all I could see was that he was the man of prayer. Before he came to Jerusalem. And before he stood in front of his king. Actually, he had to ask the favor to let him off to come to Jerusalem in front of his own king of Persia. He had prayed and prayed. 4 months of being silent, he was praying.
Og fyrre måneder var han stiller og takte han og be.
So for such a long period, he just meditated and waited and prayed with fasting.
Og så lenge tog så mediterer han eller hukser han og han ber og han takt.
So this period made him so sure that God is calling him to go.
Og tjekkne så tøyna, så var blei han sikker på at Gud kalla henne fær.
So God has moved his heart.
Gud han rørte ved hjertet hans.
And he even moved the heart of the king.
Og rørte eisen ved hjertet kongsins.
Because if you, when you read it, the book of Ezra, chapter 4.
Han leser Ezra, kapitel 4.
The same king actually is commanded to stop the rebuilding of the wall.
Det var den samme kongen som säger att det skulle stäcka via bygga muren.
But God changed his heart completely to the opposite.
Men Gud har ju vänt hjärtat hans.
And I think because he was so close in relationship with God.
Jag tycker att han är så tätt samband med Gud.
He was so sure to do the right thing at the right time.
So kunde Nehemias vita när han skulle göra. Han kunde vara säker på att han gjorde det rätta och det rätta tidspunkt.
And when the moment came when the Nehemiah has to call out people to come to help with to be rebuilt.
Och då tog han kom att Nehemias skulle kalla folk tillsammans.
All he said was, I have to read the scripture. The hand of my God that had been upon me for good, and also of the words that the king had spoken to me. This is said at the verse 18.
Chapter 2. Okay, thank you. Verse 18, kapitel 3. Og jeg sier til ham, hvordan Gud mun hei helt det gav i håndsøyna i meg, og som leis kvært konger hei sagt til meg, ta satt det her, vi skulle gjøre okkom til reier og bytja. Og ta fører fjuser under etter gode versk.
So Nehemiah showed people that this work is from God.
Assured people?
Yeah.
Nehemiah, han sikrer faktisk noen at dette var fra Gode.
So God is the one who called him to come.
Så Gode kallet han å komme.
Therefore he will be with us.
Og han vil vi okkom.
From the beginning to the end of the work.
Fra början och till ändan av versen.
He also shared that how God has changed the heart of the king.
Og han fortalte eisen hvordan Gud har brått hjertet kongsens.
And then the end of the verse 18 also said, and they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for the good work.
Og til enda han sier vers 18, så sier faktisk, vi skulle gjøre oss til reier og bytja, og ta fører fuser under dette gode verset.
Actually, before they are trying to rebuild, but many times they failed.
Åren hadde faktisk rønt av bytjende muren, men det hadde ikke klart det.
But this time they didn't hesitate to say yes.
Men hans før så, etter at det siste vil jeg si ja.
They just, yes, let's do it. Just follow Nehemiah.
Ja, kom gjør det, og ta følte Nehemias.
I think only because he shows that it was God began this work.
Att han kunde visa att det var Gud som började detta verk.
So in Nehemiah's sharing, Nehemiah put God in the center of his sharing.
Så tar Nehemias han lutar om sina vision, så sätter han Gud mitt.
He never said I did and we did.
Han säger angående det är eller vet. But he
focused on God.
Och han fokuserar på Gud.
And so he was the center of his sharing.
So Gud var i centrum av det som Nehemiah ställt.
Because we shared this morning about Japan.
To that's now have a little more on Japan.
I would like to ask you to pray for us.
Men jag vill att det ska bli av Japan.
That we also will know the right time, the right things to do at the right time, the right things to do at the right time. Sorry.
Och vi dessutom kunde veta att när vi gör det rätta tänker det rätta tidspunkt.
It is so easy for us to think what's next, to rush, do things in a rush.
Det är lätt att kunna att huxa och göra ting i skunta.
For me it was more hard to wait.
För mig var det
been praying to God and
for me var det torsfører at boja og bia.
But we need also to speak to Japanese people.
Men vi må være som tosa.
But when we speak, we want Jesus to be seen.
Men da vi tosa, så vil jeg at Jesus skal være satt der.
Not like I did, I am I. No, not what we.
Ikke det som og gjør og hatta, men det vi gjør.
But we want God to be seen in our daily lives.
Men vil jeg at Gud skal være satt der i akkurat daglige løyve.
So please pray that even in this very Japan is a very rushing culture.
Japan have a skund.
Everybody is so rushed in doing things.
As the skunda sa til alt.
Busy with their own business.
Eller optician i tusen der skulle.
They don't know how to rest and relax.
Och det dusche att kolla så.
But I really learned this time at in the Faroe Islands during this summer holiday.
Men jag har smärt lärt mig så mycket till i Faroe som är detta.
To rest.
Att kolla.
In the presence of the Lord.
Vi närmade Herrens.
I really enjoyed climbing up the mountains with family.
Men jag nötte att gänga ner på fjäll med familjen.
It was awesome to see how God created this beautiful land.
Det är underbart att se hur Gud har skapat detta land.
And I decided not to use my phone during this visit.
Och jag satte mig för att inte bruka min telefon med det där för dig.
So I realized I haven't used my mobile phone for 3 weeks.
Så jag lät mig att inte bruka min telefon i 2 veckor.
I was fine.
Jag blev
And I realized how much I use my phone when I'm talking to my children or talking to friends.
And like much because the next I brought the phone now to talk to my friends or buttons.
But I learned to talk to people and face to face here. It was so nice.
And so I learned to talk to people on the land.
And I want Japanese people also to know there is a rest in Christ.
I will ask now Japanese. Folk i Japan skulle vite at de kvila i Kristus.
They need to know.
De har brug for å vite.
It's very difficult though, for them to know Christ.
Men for det veldig tårfart at komme og kjenne Kristus.
They have to struggle so much to come to know Jesus.
De må blakke deg bostur for å komme til Kristus.
So, yeah, we appreciate if you, yeah, remember us in prayer time to time.
Jag vet tacka för det till be för kon Eva.
And last I want to share one scripture in the end. It's Psalm 115:1.
Och sist ska lucka läsa ett vers. Ur Psalm 115 vers 1. Det kanske går till 16 först.
115:1. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. For the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness.
Ja, det är Psalm 115 vers 8. Jag känner, inte åkon herre, inte åkon. Men namnet tynon djävul till hajur för den nöje och trofaste tynarskuld. Tack för det.